Hi, my name is Sazar Abadi, and I'll be today talking about Visual Studio with Visual Studio Code with Go. So our agenda is actually fairly simple today of getting Visual Studio Code working with Golang. So it's going to be what are the requirements to get Go running on your machine, on a Windows machine, installing the software, and a simple hello world in Go, and trying to debug in Visual Studio with Go. So let's get started on the installation process of it. So here I have, let me open up my command prompt also too. So command cmd. So I wanted to show you guys actually how I already have Git actually installed. So one of the requirements of getting Go up and running is actually you need to have Git working properly on your command prompt. So later on I'll cover like why it's that important. So I mean if I go Go version right now, I don't have Go. So let's go through and install Go. I already download the MSI for it. So currently I have 1.73. So let's double click and let's get it installed. Come on, launcher. Anyways, so we're gonna install through it. It's gonna install to C:. I'm just choosing all the defaults for it. Golang is actually quite popular these days. It is rated around number 14 or number 15 in the Tobi index, and actually it is not a Microsoft language. It is actually a Google language. So, but like we could in this demo, we'll show that how we could actually use VS Code to actually write all the Golang and have like syntax highlight and all those other nice things. So I don't necessarily want to bore you with all the installation and all that stuff, so I'll actually just zip through it right now. Okay, now that Go is actually installed, so we're going to actually go do something quite important. We're going to open up our system, right-click and open our system, and then we're going to actually go to our environment variable just to check if everything is going well with Go. But actually, you could see that actually Go is actually installed in GoPath. There's actually Go root, whereas actually the source code actually goes. Now we wanted to actually get something called GoPath in here. This is where you actually store all your projects related to where you would be storing your code and all those other stuff. So I'm just going to name it Go projects right here. Click on OK. So I'm going to click OK right here. And I'm going to try to open up my command prompt one more time, cmd. And I'm gonna just wanted to find out if Go is actually, yep, there we go, we got Go installed properly. So you might be wondering, what is this GoPath thing? So basically GoPath is like an environment variable to specify the directory outside of your root of the Go language. So that you can install like other projects and binaries into your own source code rather than installing into your root of like where you have Golang sort of, so that you could differentiate those things. Kind of like NPM in some ways. So let's try to now I wanted to install the debugger too. The debugger is actually called Dalvik debugger. So Go actually has a package manager built in. So you could go get github.com, and then actually the debugger is called Delvi. So we're going to actually install that going. So we could just install that through the command prompt. So hit enter, and it's going to try to install it. So while that is going, so we'll actually install VS Code. So let's try to launch that guy and then get it up and running. Let's see. And you're gonna just default it, accept the agreement, next. Let's install it and get it up and running. So I mean, Go actually has quite a lot of nice features in its language. Basically, it has a verifies compiler. It has garbage collection. It is open source with BSD license. It has syntax kind of like C language, but it's a concurrency. It's built into Go, so it's actually quite heavily used by Google right now for Go. A lot of the projects, even a lot of open source projects, are using Golang too, because it just has the concurrency built in, and it is easier to scale out and everything. So don't want to bore you with the installation of it. So anyways, come on. It's gonna be a little bit much. Okay, so we could see at the background our our debugger has actually been installed. So, okay, let's finish this. So now we're gonna actually launch Visual Studio Code. So let's take a look at our Visual Studio Code. Da-da-da. So the first thing you wanna do is actually go to the extension tabs, and then you'll see something right down here called Go. It's by the Luke Hoban. Actually, you wanna install that. So click on install. This is actually enabling Visual Studio Code to actually use Golang as an extension. So this is one of the most popular one, actually. As you can see, quite a few downloads of it. So now you actually need to click on reload. You would reload it. And you actually restart your Visual Studio Code with Go enabled in it. So now let's try to open up our directory of open folder. Let's go to the directory that we want to have our projects, Go projects. So I'm going to select that project. And then you'll see actually some of the source control, like bin, package, and source already in there from the command that I previously typed in. So now I'm going to actually try to create a program called hello.go. There we go. Now we'll actually see some of the prompts coming up. There you go. So it's going to try to install Golang and all these other things. So I'm just going to click on install all. So it's going to try to actually get onto GitHub and try to install all of these packages for me. Now, some of the times you might actually have error messages over here when it actually says installation Go code failed or something like that. Then you know that usually what happens is like you don't actually have the Git command lines inside your command prompt. So in order to make sure, again, you should make sure that you are using the command prompt of Git rather than using the Git bash that comes in the default install. So make sure that actually your path contains Git too, or else you would actually receive quite a few of these failures in here, and then you'll be like, what's going on? How come it doesn't work? And it actually might complain if you don't have the Go path too. So make sure you have Go path and actually Git installed properly. So I'm going to start typing some of the code over here. So package main, and this is actually Go code. So I'm going to import. You see some of these IntelliSense that we have in Visual Studio Code. So I'm going to type func main, and I'm going to assign a variable a is equal to 42. B is going to be assigned a value of, let's just make it fun, allo. Now we could actually use our package to say, okay, like, see, we have the IntelliSense. Great. So we're going to do a print line. We're going to choose the IntelliSense print line and then say B concat with world. And then we're going to put in the A variable itself. See, again, you don't need semicolons and all that stuff. So now let's just save this. And we'll see that actually it's going to try to build it for us. So in order to actually see, it actually run all the tools and everything. It's trying to get the tool to vet it out. So now actually I'm going to try to go to the command prompt. I'm right here. So I'm going to see. So in order to run our Go, let's just find out what's in here. So you'll see that hello.go is right here. So I'm going to try to run the Go. So you go run hello.go. Yay, we got allo world 42. So we could actually build it too. So we could say build hello. And actually what this does, you'll see that it actually creates an exe for us. So we could actually technically go hello.exe and we'll get hello world 42. So isn't that great? So now let's talk about some of the debugging sort of thing. So let's put a debug point right here, and we're going to click on Visual Studio Code to say, okay, debug. And we're going to click on play. It's going to say there's no configuration right now. So when we click on it, it's going to let us choose, okay, which is the one that we want to actually go with. So we'll say go. We're going to save this. And then now we're going to say close this guy. Please launch that up. So click on play. And as you could see, okay, now actually it's in debug mode. So we could hover over A, and then it says it's 42. And then B is actually A-O-L-L, allo. And We could even hover over these guys and actually tells us what's going on. So it's excellent, it's great. So we could actually continue on with the program, and you could see the output is right on our screen. So this is how you actually debug in Golang with VS Code. So if you actually want to find out more information on like how to get C# running and all those other stuff, check out the other Channel 9 videos done by Kendra. She does an excellent job in explaining how to actually get C# on Linux, on Mac, and on Windows running with VS Code. Please do go check out those videos. Do you have any comments or anything, please feel free to fill it out. And if you want more Go stuff, please comment on it, and we'll actually try to fill in more of it. Thank you.